Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Carlos Santana, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin, let's play a little bit. Carlos Santana, ladies and gentlemen, one of his greats, Black Magic Woman. There it is, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're having a great time here with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo, one of my favorite people on the planet, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Congratulations, Giovanni, 100 years. You're 100 years old this year, aren't you?
Yeah. Jim, I'd love to be 100, but the Chamber is 100 years old.
I got confused, Giovanni. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 100th birthday this
year.
It's
the Chamber. I didn't realize I didn't have my facts right on that one, Giovanni.
Well, there's a lot of candles on that cake, let me tell you.
Congratulations on the Chamber's 100th birthday.
Thank you. And it's hopefully we can fight for free enterprise for another 100. And it's always a pleasure to fight on behalf of small businesses. I mean, it's, as you well know, I was in business. You're still in business. It's just really remarkable how these people really just pick up their bootstraps and just fight regardless of the odds.
Against all odds. There, Giovanni, think of when you watch the Texas Hold'em poker games or the Texas poker games on television, and you see somebody push all their chips to the table, and they say, "I'm all in." Small business owners are all in every day, aren't they?
Yeah, it's called having skin in the game.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, it's.
I want to switch over just a little bit. I want to comment on something that's really current events. As you know, Giovanni, President Obama has been talking about everybody paying their fair share and of taxes, and he's out now with the Buffett tax. Idea where he wants millionaires to pay more money for a higher tax rate, and recently, in fact, I guess yesterday, he pulled out a quote from President Reagan probably at least 30 years ago. The President Reagan said something very similar to what President Obama is saying today, and he was saying, look, even President Reagan like this idea. But here's the thing, Giovanni, and I'll get you to comment on this in a second. When President Reagan talked about getting millionaires to pay more money and to get, he was talking about that because in those days there were dozens and dozens and dozens of tax loopholes that you could fill, that you could take advantage of with tax investments, investments that where you could deduct the investment and lower your taxes. Those went away in 86, the Tax Reform Act of 86, which President Reagan passed. So he was talking about a system that had gotten really out of hand with tax investments, tax advantage investments. And the reason I know this, Giovanni, I was in that industry in the 80s.
No, absolutely.
And that industry basically went away with the Tax Reform Act of 86. So we don't have that today. Millionaires don't have those kinds of loopholes like they had 30 years ago. It's a different time. So using President Reagan's comment is out of context. What do you think?
Well, it is. And a lot of your listeners may not realize, but you used to be able to deduct every type of interest there was. If you bought a new car, it was, the interest was deductible. It is not now. There's so many different loopholes that were in the tax law, and he pulled them all out and made it a better tax system. Our system of taxes is the most progressive system there is in the industrialized nations, and a lot of people don't realize that. And you only could tax two things. You're either taxing income or you're taxing investment. And the administration confuses the two. When you tax investment, such as capital gains and dividends, if you increase those taxes, you get less of it.
That's
we
right.
want more investment.
It's been proven.
That's why there's a
it's been proven, folks. This is not a Republican or Democrat, conservative, liberal notion. These are facts that have been proven over and over again. What you just said.
But you know, millionaires pay more income taxes. If you just define straight income as a salary, they do. It's a progressive system. They just don't pay as much on their investment.
And folks, you know, I don't make over $1 million a year because I'm in radio. Hey, Giovanni, thanks for being here. Happy anniversary, 100th anniversary. The big event's coming up in a month or so. We're going to tell folks more about that later. USChamber.com, Giovanni Cortolo. He'll be back. I will be too. In the next hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.